This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A major winter storm is canceling hundreds of flights, closing some schools, and prompting authorities to warn drivers to stay off the roads. Weather advisories are in effect in areas from Vermont to New Mexico. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The National Weather Service says 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected by Thursday morning in parts of the Rockies and Midwest, while heavy ice is likely from Texas through the Ohio Valley. For today and Thursday, the Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow is possible in parts of Michigan. That includes Detroit, where the mayor activated snow emergency routes. And city crews are expected to work 12-hour shifts, salting and plowing major roads.
We want you to prepare for a four-day job, Thursday through Sunday, to get every neighborhood street are clear.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ-TV, where resident David McCall says he's ready.
Got two snowblowers in the backyard right now, finna gas them up.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Beijing Winter Olympics opens on Friday, but a few new cases of COVID are being detected, some inside the Olympic bubbles. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A total of 32 new cases, 15 in tests of people arriving at the airport and 17 within the Olympic bubbles, have been reported by the Beijing Organizing Committee 2 days before the opening ceremony. The average over the past 3 days has been 31 cases. Athletes and team officials accounted for 9 of the latest cases, and 23 were stakeholders, a category that includes workers and media. Athletes testing positive could now miss their events. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Children as young as 6 months old may be able to get a Pfizer COVID shot as soon as early March if regulators approve Pfizer's request for authorization for its low-dose children's vaccine. This is AP News. Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended from TV's The View. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
For the next 2 weeks, Whoopi Goldberg's look at The View will be the same as her audience, on TV and not in the studio. She has been sat down for 2 weeks for saying that race was not a factor in the Holocaust. After being called out on her comments, Goldberg repeatedly apologized, including on the air, but the head of ABC News wants her to reflect on what she said. Kim Godwin says Whoopi's suspension will give her time to reflect and learn about the impact of her comments. Goldberg's comments also drew condemnation from several prominent Jewish leaders. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A rare football card featuring Tom Brady the year he won his first Super Bowl has sold for $118,000 at auction in Maine. The live auction wrapped up just hours before Tom Brady formally announced his retirement. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.